This episode of the Small Business Conversations podcast is sponsored by Nedbank Small Business Services.
This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Thank you for tuning in to this latest edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast, Manweb's weekly SME show highlighting critical issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. Now, a few weeks ago, you may have come across the news that global technology company Amazon will be setting up its online retail business in South Africa next year. We are still unclear on when exactly the e-commerce platform will begin operations. However, when Amazon made the announcement last week, they also opened the registration process for independent sellers looking to trade via their platform. Now, we've already heard about how the move has the potential to threaten existing brick and mortar retailers operating in the space, as well as how this will shake up Takealot's business, which has been operating in the online retail space for more than a decade now. But in light of all the pushback the American company has faced back home from antitrust legal battles put to Amazon by the Federal Trade Commission, which is a U.S. government agency, to small business owners sounding the alarm on what they've regarded as anti-competitive behavior by Amazon over the years, we thought it necessary to have a conversation around how South African small businesses looking to trade via the Amazon platform can best prepare themselves for what's to come. To guide us through this conversation, I am joined by the Director and Head of Regulatory Practice at Vaxman's Attorneys, Amor Burgess-Smith. Welcome to the podcast, Amor.
Afternoon. Thank you very much, Akona.
Now, Amor, just starting off, I've touched briefly, of course, on how much Amazon has faced some legal trouble related to what has been alleged to be anti-competitive behavior on their side. And of course, every government, depending on its respective priorities, will have different competition regulations in place. How do you think Amazon's arrival will impact competition in the digital marketplace for local SMEs? Do you foresee a dramatic change?
Well, I think in the first instance, we need to realize that through the Amazon entrance into the market, they will be offering an additional avenue to reach the consumer by small businesses. So, you know, at least it will offer choice or additional options. You can imagine if someone now searches online and they search, they find Amazon offering products of small businesses, SMEs in South Africa, that will be inevitably be to the advantage of small businesses. But with those advantages, there will definitely be challenges for small businesses because now suddenly they have to contract with this massive organization, and therein lies, I would suggest, a level of difficulty, Akona, for small businesses going forward.
And Amor, of course, we know that it's going to be a benefit for small businesses, like you mentioned. But how then will Amazon be approaching our local regulatory landscape, given their history in the States that we've seen reports of and how they've been attacked from different sides for the different policies that they implemented? How do you think they'll be approaching us as South Africa with our own competition rules that we've put in place, especially with a very strong competition authority bodies in the country?
Yeah, the reality is these platform markets are on the radar of the competition authorities. And the Competition Commission themselves are sending strong messages to online platforms, specifically if we consider things like discounting strategies, or, you know, where will they rank different competitors on the market. And herein lies a bit of a challenge for Amazon, I would suggest to your listeners, because what we've seen in the States and in the US is that they've had different strategies where they would replace advertising, where they will place specific companies very low down on the search drop-down list. So the likelihood of a consumer paging through the one page after the other to actually reach that specific competitor becomes difficult for smaller entities. Also, if we consider, you know, the pricing to make use of the platform, that will also be an issue for small business. But again, Amazon, they have faced these issues in the States, and one would expect them to be more sensitive to these issues rolling out in the South African marketplace, because there is definitely, and you've touched on it, definitely awareness that the South African Competition Authority is strong in their actions and their position when they consider these platform markets.
And then how do then small businesses navigate those complexities? You mentioned the advertising aspect of it and how these platforms will position certain products in terms of how much they're getting for the advertising revenue, depending on the subscriptions. There are different models on how they do these things. How do then small businesses kind of navigate that relationship to ensure that they don't find themselves squeezed into an unfavorable position with your likes of Amazon, your likes of Takealot?
You know, if we focus on Amazon and the future that we're considering, the reality is that the Amazon platform is so big and so massive that it makes it very difficult, and we need to accept that, makes it very difficult for small business to actually negotiate with them. And I would suggest that the first thing any small business should do is to take the time and carefully read through the terms and conditions and the contract terms to clearly understand what is required and what is offered. Because too often people will just sign agreements without fully understanding the duties and the obligations, and then also whether there are advantages in terms of the product offering. And, you know, secondly, since our competition authority is making huge strides in their market inquiries, also in relation to the platform marketplace that we've seen, it is important for small businesses to actually understand what the Competition Commission has been saying and what they are requiring. Because whether we like it or not, and whether it's comfortable or not, the Competition Commission is always an easy avenue to approach for assistance when small businesses are confronted with difficulty or then contractual terms that they deem to be unfair or, you know, from a competition law perspective, one would say anti-competitive. So this is important to realize and to recognize. And awareness as to what happens to you on the search engine and the platform. Can you find your own business? Can you find your own advertisements? What do you see happening? Because without that awareness, you can't actually judge the effectiveness or the efficiency of the advertising and the position that an Amazon website will offer you as a small business, Akona.
So Mo, what I'm understanding is that it's really best for a small business to go into these kinds of agreements with their eyes wide open instead of maybe signing up and then later finding out that, oops, this is not really working for me.
Exactly, exactly. And that is a problem that we are confronted with over and over, that people will enter into agreements without clearly understanding what they're getting themselves into.
And how easy is it then for small businesses to challenge these platforms, whether it's from the outside having not really signed up yet or from the inside, maybe someone who saw the announcement last week and ran quickly to register without thinking about the implications of registering as an independent seller? How easy is it for them to challenge these platforms like Amazon, especially how big Amazon is globally?
Yeah, I think let me just address that question from a general perspective. It's always, if you're the smaller guy, it's always difficult to attack the bigger one. You know, the David and Goliath picture comes to mind when you consider this. We do know platforms like these are absolutely, absolutely important because you need access to these platforms to actually reach the consumer. And consumers, it's convenient for consumers to use these platforms. But if we think about countervailing power, the ability of small businesses to push back to terms and conditions, on a one-to-one basis, Akona, that is very difficult. And therefore, from a small business perspective, one would think about making use of regulators such as the competition authorities to actually ensure that in the economy and in the country, fair business terms and competitive business terms and conditions are provided by platforms like Amazon entering the market as well. So one would expect that the competition authorities should actually focus on new entrants and ensure that that would be to the benefit of consumers and not to the detriment of consumers, especially in light of the work that the Competition Commission has been doing over the past few years. If we look at the various market inquiries that they've held and that they are still being conducted. So one would definitely assume and that our competition authorities are aware of the potential pitfalls in limiting competition and competitive opportunities for small businesses.
I'm glad you mentioned quite a bit actually on the work that the Competition Commission has done in investigating online marketplace industry. And one of the wins that might be considered in favor of small businesses is in the investigation that the commission recently did. They found that Takealot had some narrow price parity involved in the way that they were doing their business, and they found out that that was not really going to work because it was disadvantaging small businesses who maybe were trading elsewhere, and they had to now make sure that the Takealot price was lower so that Takealot has a disadvantage as the best platform to trade on. And this is something that we know Amazon also likes to practice in the US, where they want to promise better pricing, lower pricing than any other platform. How difficult will this finding that the commission has made against Takealot make it for Amazon to kind of implement that same attitude to their pricing, to their platforms?
Akona, this is definitely a clear message to Amazon entering the market. You know, if we consider what they've been confronted with in the US specifically, we've seen allegations that they actually degrade the customer experience. So they would look at organic search results with paid advertisements and then, you know, deliberately increase junk ads in between that will worsen search quality. And it's a frustrating element. You've also seen in the US that Amazon was accused, is being accused of biased in their search results in terms of self-preferencing their own products. There was even the allegation in the US that they would do this despite the fact that they're fully aware that the competing product is of a higher quality than their own product that they offer. Or, you know, allegations that they made it more expensive for sellers to sell their products. So they make them less competitive. At the heart of competition law lies price and quality. The price you and I as consumers pay for a product and the quality at which we get that product. And this is what the competition authorities will always focus on. So looking at the outcome of, you mentioned the Takealot example, this is a clear indication of to Amazon what they ought to have in place when they enter the South African market.
And then just lastly, Amor, just for those small business owners that are listening and haven't maybe signed up yet or they're still considering their options, just round it up for us there. What are the key considerations they should think about just before deciding if it is at all worth it to be trading on a platform so big as Amazon? I mean, we know the opportunity it has for reach to customers, but in terms of the contractual bite that we'll have, how do they navigate that?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a couple of things that a business should look out for. You know, are there any provisions or restrictions on discounting? That is a very important aspect that will impact the effectiveness on this online, on the platform. You know, will there be any negative effects on them, or if they offer lower, more affordable products, where will they be in the ranking on the platform? How easily will it be for consumers to actually identify them and identify their products? This is another big issue that I think one should consider in signing up to a platform like an Amazon. And what are the cost benefits and the cost in itself to sign up to the platform? Because that will inevitably impact your pricing to the consumer. At the end of the day, will a platform like this enable you to reach a bigger group of customers in a more efficient way? And therefore, it's also important to understand the statistics informing the success of the platform on your specific product if you wish to list that on an Amazon platform.
And that right there is Amor Berger-Smith of Vakman's Attorneys, helping us better understand how small businesses can best prepare themselves for the coming of Amazon come 2024. Thank you once again for your time, Amor.
You're more than welcome. And thank you for having me.
This episode of the Small Business Conversations podcast was sponsored by Nedbank Small Business Services. If you enjoyed this episode, please download the Small Business Conversations podcast on all digital platforms and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can X me at machoba_a or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, goodbye and do not forget to support a small business near you.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.